How can a PsyD, that is a Doctor of Psychology degree, cost more than $700,000? Compound interest, that's how. Today on the podcast, educational debt and what it's doing to the mental health workforce.
Welcome to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast. Big information, little episodes.
Welcome again to the Psychotherapy Notes Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Caldwell. The American Psychological Association's Monitor on Psychology magazine last year told the story of Courtney Bancroft. Courtney had pursued a PsyD at a private university and had collected about $250,000 in student debt along the way. Now that sounds like, and is, a lot of money, but two things about that. First of all, it's not unusual. The APA is reporting that the median student debt load just from graduate education for those pursuing PsyD degrees is now $200,000. For PhDs, if you're wondering, it's about $75,000. Secondly, paying off a debt load that large isn't just a matter of paying back Courtney's $250,000 in borrowing. Because of the impact of compounding interest on those loans, a standard federal loan repayment program would take more than 20 years and more than $700,000 for her to fully pay off. Graduate school is expensive, and rising educational debt is by no means limited to the mental health professions. It's everywhere. But in the mental health workforce, there are some specific pressures that make educational debt especially burdensome. One is the licensure process. While rules vary from one state to the next, generally speaking, if you want to become a therapist, you aren't just done with the process when you finish your graduate degree. You may need another year, and in some cases several more years, of working in lower-paid jobs under someone else's supervision before you can even take your licensing exam. This makes it especially difficult to make those first few payments once your loans enter into the repayment period. Another pressure specific to mental health is that our average salaries aren't keeping up with inflation. Again, according to the APA, psychologists who do clinical work actually saw their average salaries drop by some 20% against inflation from 2001 to 2009. They haven't meaningfully gained since then. And at the master's level, incomes are fairly stable against inflation, but educational costs are exploding. Even adjusting for inflation, today it costs about five times as much as it did in the 1980s to earn the minimum graduate degree necessary to become a counselor, clinical social worker, or family therapist. Some in the mental health field find themselves putting off buying a home or getting married, or simply resigning themselves to a lifetime of student loan debt in order to enter the field. A 2008 report by the National Association of Social Workers includes this disheartening quote: "Unmanageable debt, poor preparation in training for job negotiations, and low salaries in the social work profession make the social work profession untenable," unquote. But this episode is not meant to be a downer. After all, if you're listening, you may well be one of the many mental health professionals dealing with student loan debt, and you may have more options for dealing with that debt than you think you do. The Federal Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program has gotten some rough press lately, an issue to which we will come back in a future episode. But it still exists and is planning to start forgiving federal loan balances late this year. If you've made on-time payments for 10 years while working in a qualifying nonprofit or public setting, you may be eligible to have the entirety of your remaining federal debt forgiven. The federal government also offers income-based loan repayment programs, which can be especially helpful early in your career if you're not yet fully licensed. And there are several federal programs that will reimburse part or all of your student loan debt if you work for a certain length of time in an underserved, high-need area. Perhaps the biggest, but by no means the only one of these programs is the National Health Service Corps. The NHSC will repay up to $50,000 in loan debt in exchange for 2 years of service in a high-need, underserved area. Some states, including my home state of California, offer similar state-based programs. Now, the nice thing about many of these reimbursement programs is that they operate on top of the salary that you would already make in that position, making the loan reimbursement effectively free money. For more on the Federal Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program and income-based federal student loan repayment, visit studentaid.ed.gov. For more on the National Health Service Corps, visit nhsc.hrsa.gov. We're not done talking about student loan debt. On our next episode, the stories of two doctoral students who, between them, will graduate with more than $500,000 to repay. We'll hear from them how they got there and how they're handling it. From Los Angeles, I'm Ben Caldwell. See you next time.
The Psychotherapy Notes podcast is a production of Ben Caldwell Labs. Visit our website at bencaldwelllabs.com for therapist training, advocacy tools, license exam prep, and much more.